听力课堂，听 class.com。
When you meet a friend,
hello there, friend.
Here's what to say.
What do I say?
Let's talk in English with someone every day. Let's talk in English with someone every day.
That's the way.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English right here at the mall. I'm always glad that you join us. Well, my name is Tom, and today we're going to be talking about morning habits. We have been talking about habits and learning about habits, so today we'll join Amy and Pam to continue talking about some habits.Friends, what kinds of habits do you have? Well, today we also have a question that we want you to find the answer to. It's today's Find It question. What could Amy do at night? Here's the Find It question again. What could Amy do at night? I know that you can find the answer.Well, right now it's time for us to go and hear what Christina has to say. Christina?
Hello, 大家好，我是 Christina， 欢迎来到 Information Desk。对某些人来说，早起是一件很困难的事。Amy 就是这种人，所以等下来听一听 Pam 给 Amy 什么样的建议。首先来学今天的单字 ，twice， 两次。Twice. 那部电影看了两次。I saw that movie twice. Comb. 用梳子梳理。Comb. Do you comb your hair every day? Alarm clock. 闹钟。Alarm clock. 为了早上不迟到 I use 3 alarm clocks to wake me up. Necessary. 重要的。必要的。Necessary.做错事的时候 ,it is necessary to say sorry. Shower, 冲澡或淋浴。Shower, I shower after I swim. Okay, it's time to visit our friends.
Conversation A.
Okay, so you change your clothes and then you eat breakfast.Then what? Then I brush my teeth. Do you brush your teeth at least twice every day?
Of course.
Good. So, after you brush your teeth, you go to work?
No. After I brush my teeth, I put on makeup and comb my hair, then I go to work.
Hey friends, my name is Tom again, as you know, and this is Andrea.
Yes, hi everybody, I'm Andrea, it's good to see you again.
And yesterday we were with our friends Pam and Amy, and we found out some things that Amy did in the morning. She has some daily habits. Well, today we're going to continue talking about these habits. What are some things that you found out yesterday? Do you remember what Amy does in the morning?
I think I remember. Amy takes a shower in the morning. Mm-hmm. She also gets dressed. Oh, and she dries her hair.
And she dries her hair, that's right. And we find out some more things that Amy likes to do in the morning. We find out that Amy eats breakfast and then she brushes her teeth.Pam has a question. She says, do you brush your teeth at least twice every day? That's a good question. Brushing your teeth is important. Maybe you should do it more than once. Maybe you should do it twice or three times. Friends, the key word here is twice. Say it again with me. Twice. If you do something twice, that means you do it two times.So this word twice kind of describes things that happen two times.
Right, twice, two times. Let's use this word in some sentences. Leo went on vacation twice this year. He had two different vacations.
You can say something once or you can say something twice because it's very important. Some people like to jog. Some people jog once a week. Other people jog twice a week or three times a week. Do you exercise? Do you exercise at least twice a week?
Well, we find out that you should brush your teeth at least twice every day. Brushing your teeth twice is a good daily habit.
That's true. And Amy has another daily habit. She says she combs her hair. Friends, this is another key word, comb. When you comb your hair, that means you use something called a comb to make your hair look nice. You comb your hair.
Right. After you shower, you dry your hair and then you comb it. So comb can be a verb, that's the action, but it can also be the noun. A comb is what you use, what you hold in your hand and put through your hair to make it look nice.
That's right. Well, right now it's time for us to review these keywords. We'll say them twice. Say them with us, okay? The first keyword is twice. Good. Twice. Jim read this book twice. The second time he understood it more.
Comb. Comb. Allison combed her hair after she washed it. Now let us continue with conversation B.
Conversation B.
I know your problem. What is it? You need more time.
I know that, but where do I find more time?
Wake up earlier.
Waking up early is hard. Even when I set my alarm clock earlier, I just push the snooze button.
Do you have to do each of those things every day? Are they all necessary?
Yes, they're important.
Well, yes, it's true. All of these things are important. All of the things in Amy's morning routine are important, but she still needs more time. So Pam is trying to help her. Pam is still trying to help her with her problem. And what does Pam think is a good idea, Tom?
Well, she says to wake up earlier. You know, that's a good idea, but that's not easy.
No, it's true. Waking up early or earlier is not easy. Amy says waking up early is hard. Even when she sets her alarm clock earlier, she pushes the snooze button. Tom, do you ever push the snooze button on your alarm clock?
No, Andrea, what are you talking about? I have no snooze button. Okay, yes, I do sometimes push the snooze button. If you push the snooze button, that means the alarm clock will ring later, and you can sleep a little longer.
That's true. Well, let's look at these keywords. Alarm clock. Now, an alarm clock is something you use to help you wake up in the morning. You set your alarm clock for a time, maybe 6 o'clock a.m. At 6 o'clock a.m., your alarm clock will make a noise, or maybe it will start to play music to wake you up.
That's right. Friends, do you have an alarm clock? If you have an alarm clock, then you need to set your alarm clock. You can use this word in the phrase like that. Set your alarm clock. You can also say, well, my alarm clock is broken, so I didn't wake up on time.
I have an idea for you, Tom. You should take your alarm clock and put it on the other side of your bedroom. Then you can't press the snooze button. Then you have to wake up and get up as soon as your alarm clock rings.
But if I put it on the other side of the room, then all I have to do is get up and go and bring my alarm clock over to my bed and press the snooze button and then wake up later.
Okay, Tom, I think we're going to have to talk a little bit more about your problem. But for me, an alarm clock is necessary to wake up. Let's look at our keyword here, necessary. Let's say that one again. Necessary. Now, if something is necessary, that means you must have it or you must do it. Are all things in Amy's morning routine necessary? Does she have to do everything? Well, she says yes, they're all important. Well, friends, it is necessary for us to review our keywords to help us remember them. The first one, alarm clock. Alarm clock. Jesse woke up late today because he didn't hear his alarm clock.
Necessary. Necessary. Studying is necessary if you want to do well in school. And it's necessary that we find out what happens in conversation C. I can't wait.
Conversation C.
What if you do some things the night before?
Like what?
You could shower at night.
Oh, that's true.
And I could pick out my clothes at night too.
Right.
If you prepare the night before, you'll have more time in the morning.
And then I won't need to rush.
That's right.
Great idea, Pam. Thanks.
No problem.
Well, Pam is a very helpful friend. She is helping Amy. She's telling her some things that might make her mornings a little easier. And we find the answer to today's Find It question right here in this conversation. Did you find it? The question is, what could Amy do at night?
What could Amy do at night? Amy could shower and pick out her clothes at night. And if Amy does these things, she might have more time in the morning.
That's right. Pam says if you prepare the night before, then you'll have more time in the morning. It's true, friends, and it's not always easy. So Amy might take a shower at night now, but I still think that I'm too tired at night to take a shower.
Well, sometimes you really have to think about what is necessary. And
yes.
Amy really wants to have more time in the morning.
That's
so,
true.
You know, start a new habit. Shower at night.
That's right. Start a new habit. Friends, are there some habits that you need to change? Or maybe you need to start a good habit? Well, Amy might start showering at night. And shower is our key word here. Say it with me, shower. Good. Now, we learned this keyword the other day, but then it was a noun. You take a shower. Here, it's a verb. Amy says she could shower at night.
And when you shower, you are in the shower and you are washing your body. Water is going over your head and over your body. Now, some people can shower very quickly. Maybe they just shower for 3 minutes and they're done. For me, I like to shower for a long time, especially if my shower is nice and hot.
Oh, that's true. It's so nice to enjoy a nice hot shower, especially after you exercise. If you exercise, then you get hot and sweaty, and it's nice to take a shower. It's nice to shower after you exercise. Well, friends, do you shower in the morning or at night? Right now, let's review this key word again. The word shower. Shower. Josh always showers after he exercises so he can be clean. Nice job. Well, let's continue now and take a break, and then we'll continue some more. See you soon. Hey, everyone. How was your break? Mine was good. I'm glad you're back, because now it's time to review today's conversations. So pay attention. Right now, let's review.
Okay, so you change your clothes, and then you eat breakfast. Then what?
Then I brush my teeth.
Do you brush your teeth at least twice every day? Of course. Good. So, after you brush your teeth, you go to work?
No. After I brush my teeth, I put on makeup and comb my hair, then I go to work.
I know your problem.
What is it?
You need more time.
I know that, but where do I find more time?
Wake up earlier.
Waking up early is hard. Even when I set my alarm clock earlier, I just push the snooze button.
Do you have to do each of those things every day? Are they all necessary?
Yes, they're important.
What if you do some things the night before?
Like what?
You could shower at night.
Oh, that's true. And I could pick out my clothes at night too.
Right. If you prepare the night before, you'll have more time in the morning.
And then I won't need to rush.
That's right.
Great idea, Pam. Thanks.
No problem.
Hello, 欢迎回到 Information Desk. 今天 Amy 和 Pam 在聊天。Amy 说她每天的早餐后会刷牙。Pam 想知道她是不是每天至少刷两次牙。她说 Do you brush your teeth at least twice every day? 句子的最后 twice every day 就是每天两次的意思。你也可以说 twice a day, 意思是一样的。所以 twice every day 是每天两次。那如果是每个月两次要怎么说呢？对了，每个月两次就是 twice every month, 或者是 twice a month。每个礼拜两次 twice every week, 或是 twice a week。讲到频率的表达 twice every week 是每周两次。那如果是每两周一次呢？它有一个比较特别的说法，那就是 every other week。Every other week 就相当于隔周一次，也就是每两周一次了。所以你也可以以此类推，可以说 every other year 每隔年一次，或者是 every other month every other day 等等都可以。 Twice 是两次，那么一次呢？一次就是 O-N-C-E once， 我们可以讲 once a week或者是 once a day。 那如果是每天三次呢？三次怎么说呢？一般来说一次是 once， 两次是 twice， 而超过两次的时候大多就会说 three times four times 或者是 five times。 那每周三次可以说 three times a week， 这是大家比较习惯的说法。每天早上刷完牙之后， Amy 通常会化妆和梳头。她说 After I brush my teeth, I put on makeup and comb my hair. 在这个句子里，我们可以学到很多动词的用法。比如刷牙是 brush my teeth， 那化妆是 put on makeup， 而梳头则是 comb my hair。梳头这个 comb 我们在前面已经教过了，如果你没有留意到，我要特别再提醒你， C-O-M-B comb 这个字的 B 是不发音的，直接念 comb 就可以了。那虽然梳头说 comb my hair， 可是也有人说 brush my hair， 为什么呢？你看看这个平平的扁扁的是 comb， 而长的有点像刷子的是 brush， 所以你可以说comb my hair， 也可以说 brush my hair， 所以就是看你用哪一种梳子咯。 OK， 谢谢你今天光临我们的梦，我们明天见了。
Song time。
What you do are an important part of you.
and what you say will help you have a better day. Have a happy, happy day. And everything you do and say, help someone and give a smile. Give the world your best today. Of you, and what you think and what you say will help you have a better day. Have a happy, happy day. In everything you do and say, help someone and give a smile. Give the world your best today.
Wake up earlier.
Wake up earlier.
早点起床。
You are late again.
I know. I left the house late again.
Wake up earlier.
And then I missed the bus.
Wake up earlier.
And the traffic was terrible too.
Wake up earlier.
It's too hard. How can I wake up earlier?
Go to bed earlier.
Oh, well, good idea. Wake up earlier.
Wake up earlier.
早点起床。
Oh, hey everybody. Now it's time for the question of the day. Are you ready? I am. Here we go. Is waking up early hard for you? Why or why not? Here's the question again. Is waking up early hard for you? Why or why not? Emma, how would you answer this question?
Let's see. Is waking up early hard? No, not really. It used to be hard, but it's not now because I have dogs that help me. They make noise and they lick my face early in the morning. And then I wake up and get out of bed.
That sounds great. So you don't need an alarm clock. You have dogs. Well, waking up is a necessary part of your day, friends. How will you answer this question? Thank you for joining us here on Let's Talk in English right here at the mall.
Yeah. Bye-bye.